And welcome to the Scoop Podcast. I'm editor of the Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp. Today we are talking to Jeff Klocek. He is a crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions. He's headquartered out of Fordyce, Nebraska. Jeff, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your role as a crop consultant at Nutrien Ag Solutions. It's kind of unique because are you directly tied to a retail location?
We are not. So our group is very different from your traditional ag retail. So we're considered a retail location, but we don't handle any physical product. We don't make sales or anything like that. We're strictly crop consultants. And then the other side where we really fit into our division is our team pulls, I think we're up to probably 90% of the soil samples in the fall for our division. So that was their big thing, was every branch was hiring a different third party to pull all their samples and collect all their data. And so we standardized it and brought it all in-house.
So that was part of an acquisition. Is that correct?
Yes.
So how long have you been part of the Nutrien Network?
So since January of 2019 is when I started with the Complete Agronomy team. And then that was right when the acquisition with Nutrien was happening also. So I've been part of Nutrien since then.
Okay, awesome. Jeff, how did you get involved in ag retail?
I kind of the typical story. I grew up working on the farm and worked for a couple different farmers through high school and went to college for ag and came back to South Dakota after graduating from college, got my first job at the local co-op where I started as an applicator. And then moved up to where I was managing the agronomy department. And then this opportunity came along to join the crop consulting team. And that was really where my heart was pulling me. I didn't really care for management much. I wanted to be out in the field as much as I could. And so it was a good fit. And I haven't looked back. It's been a great change. And it's been a great decision since then.
So today, what's the favorite part of your job?
Probably just diving into fertility issues and figuring those out. And then once we can figure something out and, come up with a solution and it works and we have, you know, real yield data there to show that our decision made us money and we fixed an issue, I mean, that's when it's fun.
So I'm going to guess that you and your team are using some kind of new soil sampling or agronomy technology in 2024. So what might you guys be trying new for the first time this year?
I don't know if we're really going to have much for anything really new. I mean, we're getting some new irrigation sensors that we're using. I guess they were new this year. We tried some out, really liked them, so we're going with those. Some of our theories on fertility were really switching gears and going a different direction than kind of what we were all taught in college. We're looking more at like at the whole balance of the soil and how different nutrients work together or work against each other, not just, you know, pulling out a PK and lime spread off of our grid samples, but really diving into the data and figuring out the balance and how everything works together to increase yields.
Oh, super interesting. So we are talking to Jeff Klocek. He is with Nutrien Ag Solutions out of Fordyce, Nebraska. And we will be back after this message from our sponsor. And for today's industry spotlight, we have Jared Walls. He is Market Development Specialist at Corteva. Jared, share a little bit with me as far as pest pressures from 2023 and how that's carrying over into 2024.
Hey, Marty, thanks for having me. On a high level in the Southeast, I think one of the groups that are most commonly managed for insects are the foliage and pod feeding caterpillars. They get on a wide variety of crops. They come all throughout the summer. These pests have historically and will continue to show up in many peanut and soybean fields across the Southeast. The question is how many will show up? And so I think that's why scouting is important. I feel like in 24, moving into it, depending on how the year turns out, these will continue to be a problem.
So with this known threat, with scouting procedures, what other tips do you have for growers to prepare for insect pressure this year?
Yeah, sure. Outside of scouting, some questions that I like to ask is what caterpillar pests are present? We know that in areas, corn earworms, tobacco budworms, soybean loopers, a lot of these insects are becoming resistant to a lot of products like pyrethroids. So making sure that you know what insects are in the field so you can determine what chemical you need to spray. Another tip is what crop stage is the crop at? What environmental conditions are out there, and are they conducive to secondary pests? There's a lot of beneficials out in the field. They play a very important role in keeping these pests down. There's a lot of broad spectrum insecticides on the market that are harmful to these beneficials. Product like Intrepid Edge, very safe on beneficials, especially on peanuts, for example. Spider mites become a big issue when you wipe out those beneficial insects. The third point that I would make is, how do the products work? The most common question that I get is related to soybean loopers. They can be a big problem. They feed deep in the canopy. So a lot of these contact insecticides don't really work well. So a product, again, like Intrepid Edge, it's been studied extensively. It contains two modes of action that have an ingestion and a contact activity, so it'll get those pests on contact and leave residuals in the plants for those feeding in the plant.
You can also find information at Corteva.us. Thank you to Jared Walls, Market Development Specialist at Corteva, for joining us for this Industry Spotlight. And we're back on the Scoop Podcast talking to Jeff Klocek. He's a crop consultant in Nebraska. And Jeff, from your perspective, what was the biggest challenge that growers faced in your area in 23? And what are you expecting to help them navigate here in 24?
The biggest issue we had in 23 was the weather. I mean, it was, June was crazy hot, crazy dry, just stressed the crop out pretty hard, and herbicides weren't working real well just because of the weather. And it didn't matter what kind of combination we threw in as far as adjuvants or what have you to try and make the herbicides work, it was very hit and miss. So that was our biggest challenge in 23. In 24, I mean, we're sitting better on moisture than we were a year ago, but we're not sitting great as of yet. So I'm kind of concerned we could be looking at another dry spring. We've got a bunch of snow on the ground, but it's all been really light, fluffy, and not a lot of moisture to it. So I guess we'll see what happens, but that's probably top concern on a lot of people's mind right now.
Excellent. So we're cheering you on, because a lot of those challenges are nothing we can control. Jeff, so we're having you on the podcast because you were named to our 40 Under 40. So congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a program sponsored by our friends at New Farm. So we want to thank them for that support. And my question for you, Jeff, is, as one of our 40 Under 40 recipients, what might be some words that you want to share with others who are in the early chapters of their career in ag retail?
I guess a couple things would be, don't be afraid to ask questions. And find a good mentor, whether that's, just one of the greatest mentors I had was another applicator when I first started. I mean, he took me under his wing and I learned a lot from him. And, when I first started looking at the whole list of different, products we sold, I mean, I didn't know the difference between any of them. And I mean, he told me what I needed to know and where I should go look to learn more. And he was very instrumental in my career.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay. Thank you for sharing, Jeff. So I like to wrap up every interview with three kind of lightning round questions, if you will. So the first one being, what's the most used app on your phone?
Probably the weather app.
Which one do you use? You can
use Weather Underground.
Okay. All right. Jeff, if you had to make one prediction for the growing season ahead, what are you predicting?
I think weeds are going to be a challenge again. We're getting some Palmer up in our area, so that's becoming a newer challenge for us, but it seems to be growing every year. So that's probably one of the main concerns going into this year.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a follow-up. So we're going to do lightning round 3.5 questions, okay? So the follow-up to that is, especially with your background as an applicator, today as your role with being a consultant, weeds coming into focus for farmers, some new weed pressures they might be unfamiliar with, but what is your top piece of advice for farmers when it comes to managing weed pressure?
Don't cut the rates. And adjuvants are just as important as the herbicide you put in the tank.
Excellent. Thank you, Jeff. Okay, so last question. If I could give you a magic wand that solved one problem, what problem would you like to solve?
I think one of the biggest problems we have now is just the miscommunication, I guess you could say, between farmers and consumers. I mean, there's a lot of back and forth, and a lot of the ag groups think we need to educate the consumers, but I think educate's probably the wrong word for that. I think there just needs to be more outreach and just more working together to show that, you know, our farmers are doing the best they can. They are doing a good job. We're not out polluting the planet and just spraying because we want to. I mean, there's a reason behind what we do. So that's probably one of the biggest things I see.
Excellent. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent. So that is Jeff Klocek. He is on the crop consultant team at Nutrien Ag Solutions based out of Fordyce, Nebraska. I'm editor of The Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp. If you're listening to our podcast on our website, go ahead, click over on your phone to your podcast player of choice. Hit the follow or subscribe button. Give us a 5-star review. If you want to connect with us on social media, you can find us on X at Farmers Advisor. We welcome any future ideas for guests on the podcast. And until we are back on the podcast, I wish everyone a safe and productive season.